And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I want to read something to you from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 30. Christ is speaking. He's speaking to his disciples. And he says, "Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me." That is a most remarkable passage. The prince of the world comes and has nothing in me. That's very, very aptly translated, King James Version. Let's talk about that. You see, if you respond emotionally, let me put it this way. If you react emotionally to something, it means that that to which you are reacting has something in you. That's right. If you get angry at someone, they have something in you. If you get excited at someone, they have something in you. Any emotion that you have toward a person or something else, it means they have something in you. Memories that you have of traumas, where someone put you down, or where someone said something, or where someone hurt you, or someone angered you, or someone enraged you. Memories means they put something in you. They have something in you. Obligations, a sense of obligation to people. They have something in you. Worries. Worries about this and worries about that. It means that it has something in you. Whatever you're worried about has something in you. And so for the most part, your emotions, your angers, your lusts, your fears, your reactions, your nervousness, your worries, your doubts, your fears, each one of them is something in you, represents something in you. Worry in you, fear in you, anger in you, lust in you, excitement in you, worry in you. It on the outside, multiple its, have something in you. Do you understand what that means? When you find yourself under a compulsion to do something, whatever it might be, whatever your compulsion is, whether it's a naughty compulsion, or a compulsion to eat too much, compulsion to smoke, or something foolish where you have a compulsion to, I don't know, to darken the circles around people's eyes in pictures in the magazine. I'm just making something up. Any compulsion that you have, and virtually any impulse, unless it be an impulse to do good, which we rarely have, or which we ignore. Any impulse is a compulsion. It means it has something in you. It has something in you. Do you understand that? That at some point in the past, in some trauma scene, in some emotional scene, in some scene where you, in some situation where you became excited, or where you became resentful, it put something in you. Do you understand? And Christ said, "The prince of the world comes, and he has nothing in me." Some of the translations say, "The prince of the world comes, but he has nothing in me." Maybe that's a better one because it's easier to understand. The prince of the world comes, but he has nothing in me. No emotion, no doubt, no excitement, no resentment, no judgment, no memory, no nothing. He has nothing in me. And when you have nothing in you, you are free. I don't know if you can understand this or not. It's very profound and very meaningful. And so we all have things in us. And so how do we deal with those things in us? How do we overcome them and become free of them? Free. Well, we're going to talk about that on this program, which is what I've been doing for the last 30 years, but I'm just getting better. I'm just getting better. Download the free Christian Meditation for Stress now at SheddingShackles.com. You can also get the meditation app at SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at YouTube.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Southern California, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Temecula, and all of the beautiful cities around the Inland Empire and Great Southland. Also want to say hi to my new listeners in Kansas City and Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome, welcome all. The program is called Shedding Shackles. My name is Roland. I've been on the radio for, well, it's almost going to be 30 years before long. I think my 29th year is just about, this may be my 29th year. It's been a long time. I've made a lot of discoveries over the years. I've written some books. And I'm getting better at understanding. I see more. I see more. Let me see if I can put it another way. Have you ever had an experience where something untoward happened? Something that otherwise could have been scary or upsetting. But for some reason, you didn't react at all. Somebody said something, let's say, and it's like it went in one ear and out the other. You just looked at them and you were just totally, you were almost at a loss as to what they were talking about. You didn't have any idea what they were talking about. And then they left, and then later you suddenly realized, oh my goodness, they were saying something mean or something, but it just passed by and it didn't bother you at all because they didn't have anything in you. And previous people like them, intimidators like them, willful people like them, pressure mongers like them, cruel people like them, upset people like them, didn't put anything in you. So there was nothing in you. And so you didn't even react. I remember a man said that one time he got a phone call in the middle of the night and somebody was threatening, very threatening. And he was half asleep and he said, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And he just listened and okay. Didn't react, didn't respond, didn't get angry. Just listen, and finally the other person went away. And then he went back to sleep, and then the next day he thought about it, and he realized, oh, I see. He put one and one, two and two together, and he got four, and he realized just that he had been involved with someone briefly, which brought about this threatening phone call, but it just passed him by, and it didn't upset him. There was nothing in him, see? And it didn't put anything in him, see? That's even more important. Not only was there nothing in him to it by which he responded, but it didn't put anything in him. Now you understand. So, the process of coming back to God is a process of letting go of all these things that are in you from the past, and then moving forward free to make discoveries and do things in God's beautiful kingdom, kingdom of heaven. As you live your life now free to do good. Whereas in the past, you couldn't do good, you could only do bad. All that emotional reactions do is sustain the wrong in you that came from the intimidators and people who pressured you and were cruel to you and who teased you and confused you. Now begin responding to the inner light. Respond to what you know in your heart is right, and then you will grow as a child of God, instead of a child of the world. I just published a new book. It's called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. Many people wish to have peace of mind, a sense of spiritual purpose in life, and above all, a right relationship with others, especially their loved ones. The secret way to the fount of understanding is there to be found by the sincere seeker, hidden in plain sight. The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. I'm reading from the back page of my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. You can preview it free at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Do you remember a long time ago, once upon a time, when you were a little child and you were very close to God? One of my favorite little phrases is from Charles Dickens, who wrote A Christmas Carol and many other wonderful stories. And he said, he was talking about children, and he said, "I love the little people, and it is no small thing when they, who are yet fresh from God, love us." You see, fresh from God, and thus innocent and free and full of love. You were that way once upon a time, and you were very close to your intuition. You could see things, know things, without words. You could just see. And you looked at the world with fresh eyes. But then what happened? Well, you became emotionalized. People teased you, or they were cruel to you, or they tugged on your heartstrings, laid trips on you, and blamed you, and accused you, and pressured you, and put you in bad environments, and they did all kinds of things, and you then the outside began to get on the inside, and then the outside was on the inside. And when that happened, you didn't know how to get back. You were like Alice in Wonderland or Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. You were in the Land of Oz. You were in the Land of Oz, and you didn't know how to get back. And you wanted to get back, but you didn't know how to get back. And so you clung to those on the outside because that was all you had to cling to. The ones who corrupted you, those who put something in you, put emotions in you, and ideas in you, and feelings in you, and programming in you. What they did was they laid their sins, they laid their errors, they laid their wrongs upon you, they dumped them on you. But you mustn't hate them. You mustn't hate them. In fact, that's how it got inside of you, through because you resented them. You resented them for what they did to you, or for what they allowed to happen to you. But what they were doing was passing on what had been done to them. See, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and all the way back to the original couple in the original era. Each new generation passes on the errors, and it causes those errors, those wrongs, those emotions, those wrong ideas, those doubts, those fears, those angers, those excitements. All of the wrong ideas in the world and the wrong feelings and the overreactions, they caused those to come into you when they upset you. And so all they were doing was doing to you what had been done to them, so forgive them. They too were lost. Someone had done it to them once upon a time. They were little children with bright eyes and innocence, so forgive them. That's the beginning of your recovery. Forgive them. But then learn to stand back and look at your own wrong without excusing it, without struggling with it, without denying it, without hiding from it. Just see it. Just see it in God's light. That's all you have to do, is see it in God's light. Christ said, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Stand back and watch, like you did when you were a little child and you saw many things. And you wondered about them, but they didn't trouble you. You just watched. Become a tourist in the world and a citizen in the kingdom of God. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Download the free Christian meditation for stress now at SheddingShackles.com. You can also get the meditation app at SheddingShackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
The program is called Shedding Shackles, and I am your host. My name is Roland. I've been around a long time. And mine is the clarion call to freedom. To freedom from... So what is it now that's binding you, that's tying you down, that's holding you down, that's putting you down? Isn't it what was put in you? Isn't it the emotions of anger and resentment and hurt feelings and bitterness and the memories? Aren't those what's holding you down and your continued fixation to people who you hate and judge? That's right, people who you hate and judge. Now, where did this hate come from? Let's look at that. Let's look at this hate, this resentment towards someone, your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your neighbor. Where did this hate come from? Is it your hate Or was this hate put in you? Is it in you hating it? Remember, Christ said, the prince of this world comes, but he has nothing in me. Does the prince of this world have something in you? And might it be hate? And if so, it's not your hate. So what you must do is stand back and watch it, observe it, see it. Stand in silent disagreement with it. Stand in disagreement with it. And when you stand in disagreement with it, you're standing back. You're closer to God's light. You're in God's light, and in God's light, you see the wrong. In the light, in the right of the light, you see the wrong. And you just watch it. You see it. It's wrong, and you see it. Your problem is you've become involved with it. You've become entangled with it because you've struggled with it. See, you've seen it. You didn't want to hate. You didn't want to be angry. You didn't want to be resentful, and so on. So you struggled. But your struggle only gave it energy. It took your energy. It took your power. When you struggle with it, it takes your energy. So you mustn't struggle with it on the one hand or throw in the towel and give in to it on the other. Stand back and watch it. Stare at it, but without emotion. Just see it sternly. Just stare at it sternly. Or with wonder. With wonder. Like, what is this? What is this? See? And you'll suddenly realize the real you doesn't really hate. It hates. You don't hate. See? So that's what you have to do. Now, I've made this little meditation. Well, I didn't make it. I just use it. I use it, and I made it in my own little words so that it might be of help to someone. And all it does is show you how to stand back. See, now, the remnants, remember we talked about it. Remember, Christ said, the prince of this world comes, and he has nothing in me. So what do you have in you? Well, you have memories. Memories, resentments, hostilities, grudges, hurt feelings, things you're struggling with. See, maybe you're trying to prove something. Someone said something 20 years ago, and you're still trying to prove that it's not true. They have something in you. But the more you struggle, the more empty you feel. What you must do is refine your connection with your Creator. That's it. Refine your connection with your Creator. And then in His light, you can look at these things that have gone wrong and just see them without reacting to them. See, that's very important. And the little meditation helps you to do that. For example, it only takes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. You just sit there and you close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. You see the little pictures of light, the little patterns of light, the little glow of light, sparkles of light on the inside of your eyelids, and you look at those. You watch them. Look at the inside of your eyelids. And when you do that, you're no longer lost in the imagination, no longer lost in thoughts that carry you away. Now you're just in the present. You can hear the birds singing and the computer hum and cars going by on the street or the sound of rain. And you're in the present. You're not lost in that upside-down Alice in Wonderland, topsy-turvy world of the imagination where you've hid. See, you hid. But it's through the imagination. It's one of the routes. It's through emotions and then imagination. Emotions and thinking, that's how things get in. See? So now what you need to do is just learn to stand, just learn to get out of your imagination and be in the present, where God's light is, where reality is. And it's so beautiful to be in the present. That's what you need to do. Have you ever, gone into a redwood forest and you stand there and for a moment you realize how quiet it is? It's still. It's beautiful. It's a rare moment. Well, you must learn to live in the present so that it's like you're standing in that redwood forest all the time. See what I mean? You're in the present and not lost in the imagination. And then, when you're not lost in the imagination, then you're actually closer to God in His light. and to what is true and to what is good and what is right and what is fair. And from that, you'll be able to extend that, and you will become patient with other people, and they won't be able to put their emotions and their wrong ideas and their teases and challenges in you anymore. Christ said, "Unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Stand back and watch, like you did when you were a little child and you saw many things. And you wondered about them, but they didn't trouble you. You just watched. Become a tourist in the world and a citizen in the kingdom of God. St. Augustine put it this way in his Confessions. He said, "You made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears. And it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Yes, indeed, the meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down and get centered. Come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth and there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.